Hope everyone had a nice weekend. We spent the weekend getting a jump on the Buffalo Bills, and our players are off today, finishing up their long weekend, and we'll get back together tomorrow afternoon, have our first practice, and it'll be a little bit of the Bills, but it'll really be about the Atlanta Falcons. With that, I'll open up for questions. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach, so tomorrow will be like a Monday, and Wednesday and Thursday will be a normal Wednesday and Thursday?
Yes. Tomorrow will be a Falcons on Falcons for about half the practice. We will get a jump on Buffalo simply because we've had the opportunity to work this weekend, and we will take the afternoon on Thursday will be a little bit shorter, so we want to get a jump on the game plan. We will practice in the morning on Thanksgiving Day.
How much of the remaining season will you all use for player evaluations for next season?
Well, I think you're always evaluating players, coaches. We're all being evaluated every time we go out there on the field. Our number one goal as we finish the season is to finish strong, win every football game. It's this week, but we will continue to evaluate all of our all of our players. There's some guys that have done a nice job, young guys that haven't had an opportunity to participate in games or have a lot of participation. If they continue to work like they have, they're going to get an opportunity to play on game day.
Is Travion Robinson one of those guys? He got some action here
I think anyone that's on our 53-man roster is going to get an opportunity to play as we move forward, and it's going to be based on how they work in practice. It'll be based on previous game for some of our older players, but it will be an evaluation process that will be ongoing, just like always.
I know a couple weeks ago you mentioned Sam Baker and you're a little concerned about his ability to stay healthy. As you kind of think about evaluations in next year, does moving him to the right side, is that anything that could put less wear and tear on him, or is that anything you think you might discuss?
No, that hasn't been a discussion point. And when you were asking me about Sam Baker and terms of his health, I was basically concerned about this season. Sam had the procedure done. There will be no long-term effects, so we know that he's recovering right now and going through the recuperation process and the rehabilitation, so he should be ready to go. It's not long-term. He'll be ready to go when we start our off-season program in April. Well, defensively, they can rush the passer. They are tied for the league in sacks. The Williams brothers, they're not brothers, but Kyle Williams and Mario Williams are very impressive. Mario has 11 sacks. He can come off the edge. He's a big, strong guy. Kyle Williams is probably one of the toughest inside guys and very underrated, in my opinion. They're doing a very nice job in terms of taking the ball away with interceptions. They're doing a very good job in attacking the ball. Their secondary is good. On the offensive side of the ball, they can run the football. C.J. Spiller and Jackson are very good running backs.
Coach, getting back to the evaluation portion of this team, is there anything that really you can't take a full look at during the season that has to wait till the end of the season?
No, I think you're always evaluating. As I said, we're under evaluation every time we go out on the field. Players, coaches, more so on Sunday, because those are the 16 opportunities that we get to go out there and really show what we're capable of doing. But our players have been under evaluation since we started back in April, the week of the draft, and they'll continue to be under evaluation. We need to get some of these young guys some experience and see how they handle playing in live action.
Coach, how do you get a better evaluation of your other tight ends when you know a guy like Tony, he wants to play this out, he wants to finish up strong, finish his career off strong, so how do you get a chance to look at the other two guys?
Well, Tony Gonzalez is going to be a very productive player for us. He's been very productive. And again, our number one goal is going to be to win the games, and having Tony Gonzalez on the field gives us the best opportunity to win. We do have some two tight end sets that we'll get an opportunity, you know, if we deem to have that in our game plan, we'll get an opportunity to evaluate those, you know, those guys. But again, our number one goal, guys and ladies, is to win the football game on Sunday. You know, we're not going to not try to win the football game and just go into a complete evaluation mode. We're going to put the best players out there. Obviously, we haven't gotten the outcome that we wanted, so we're going to give some guys some other opportunities that have worked extremely hard and deserve. If they deserve it, they're going to get an opportunity to go out there and play.
Don't you go where the schedule tells you to go this week? It's out of the U.S. Next year it's in London. Just your general thoughts on expanding the NFL brand outside of the U.S. and playing non-traditional site?
Well, we're looking forward to having an opportunity to go to Toronto this week. I know that Buffalo has, I think, a couple of home games each year, and I haven't really given much thought to going out of the country. I know that it is very good for the Atlanta Falcon brand. It's very good for the NFL brand for us to go overseas and expose more people to our game. I know that it's watched on TV. It gives people an opportunity to watch it in person.
I know it's a stated goal to be relevant. You've done a great job mm-hmm.
Well, our season's been disappointing, and we know that there is the potential to have flexible schedule at the end of the season, and we're going to play the game when the league tells us to play the game. But you know, we are disappointed in the way that we've played through the first 11 ball games, which I think I've stated many times, too many times.
Coach Manuel, the game was looked at past time to look at that. 3-4, the Stars hasn't thrown over 300 runs a little bit. What problems does he present?
Well, he's a big, athletic, strong quarterback. He's got a strong arm. He can run. Uses his legs well. They do have a tinge of the speed option or the read option. So we have to be prepared for that. I know he's coming off of missing time with a knee injury, but he is a very athletic quarterback. And, of course, he was, you know, his draft status says that he's got a chance to be a really good player in this league.
How has Boone looked in his two games back? I know the first one was a little rough, but how is he coming along and trying to get back out there?
Again, getting back into playing shape is probably the biggest thing that you have to do as a player. When you haven't played for 7 or 8 weeks and you go out and play every snap of the ball game, we got to get him back into football condition. I know he's working extra with our athletic performance group. And Spoon is, like a lot of guys, he's very critical of himself. And I know that there's plays that he'd like to have back. But I think he's come back and given us a little bit of a jump. I think statistically, we did some good things in this ball game that we played last Thursday.
Coach, getting back to the Buffalo defense, I mean, I know you touched on the pass rush, but it's safe to say this is a defense that's pretty much balanced throughout all three levels?
They've got some playmakers in the secondary. They really do. They got a young linebacker out of Oregon that's playing well, plays their middle linebacker, doesn't leave the field, plays in all their packages. Mike Pettin is the defensive coordinator, and I think he's got a very good understanding of multiplicity. I worked with Mike in Baltimore. He worked with Rex Ryan, so there's a lot of similarities to what we might see when what we saw with the Jets. They've got a good defense, but I really think it's the upfront people that really make it go. They can rush the passer, and they're, like I mentioned, they're number one in the league, tied for number one in terms of creating sacks.
Once you're not in the playoff field, from the fans' perspective, it might be exciting to have the number one pick in the NFL draft. From the players' and coaches' perspective, how much of an incentive is it to avoid that number one?
guys, our focus as players and coaches is on the Buffalo Bills, and it's on the next game. I know that people have a different approach and a look to a season at different points in time, but I can assure you this, we're not concerned about our draft status. We're concerned about winning the next game and putting a string together here at the end of the season.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.